turning on the second of two fields of 15,000 solar photovoltaic collectors, which are hooked up to Hampshire College and to the grid. And once we do that, we will become, we believe, the first residential college in the United States that is 100% dependent on solar for electricity. That's on an annualized basis. Obviously, we aren't going to generate any electricity late at night in February, but we'll be generating much more than we use in the middle of the day in July. And when you add it all up at the end of the year, we'll have generated more than we use.
So do you store this electricity or you sell it back to the grid?
We put it back in the grid, and we add up the accounts at the end.
And so it's by this calculation that you expect to be 100% solar?
Yes. We do have an arrangement. The contractor who has installed the solar fields for us is Solar City, which is owned by Tesla, and they have supplied us with a big bank of Tesla batteries, which are our backup power and also enable us to supply power to the campus on winter evenings when there's peak power demand and the rates go way up. So we're able to reduce the demand on the utility at a period when it's difficult for them to meet the demand and supply energy to them in the summer on hot days when everybody's running their air conditioner.
Now, you're not going off the grid completely, though.
No. That would be very, very difficult for a big institution like this to do. And this arrangement essentially means that we are in a collaboration with our utility, Eversource. It's one that works well for us because we pay 13.5 cents a kilowatt hour for our electricity, but we will only pay 6.5 cents a kilowatt hour for the solar electricity, so we're saving a lot of money.
Yeah, those numbers sound pretty good from what I'm familiar with other solar projects. How were you able to get such favorable terms?
It's a very big project in which we're supplying the land and in which we were willing to sign a 20-year power purchase agreement. So they were able to get very favorable financing for the project.
And as you said, you supplied the land. I believe it was, it's 19 acres in total. Is that correct?
19 acres. And it was such an interesting process, Paul. We got students involved from the moment we began considering doing this, in writing the request for proposals, in evaluating the proposals we got from different vendors, in thinking about how ambitious we wanted, and I pushed very hard for 100%. And then in making the selection of where would we put these collectors and having to go through the process of thinking about, well, if we use agricultural land, it's taken out of production. What are our standards for that? Does it do any damage to the land? Then in working with the neighbors to make sure that everybody was comfortable with the project, for us, that was almost the best part of the project because it became part of the curriculum. Think if you were a first-year student at college, and instead of sitting in a lecture hall hearing lectures about solar power, you were out designing a system that made your college the first 100% solar college. It's just a fabulous experience.
There are always lessons learned from projects like this. What are some of the lessons you learned that might be beneficial to someone else contemplating a project on this scale?
Well, we were very glad that we started from the very beginning and had a campus committee that included students and faculty and staff and got them completely engaged. We were very glad that we reached out to all of the neighbors from the beginning. It took us a year and a half longer to actually reach this point of being able to turn on the collectors than we expected, and we should have planned around that. The panels were all installed almost a year and a half ago. But it's a long process to get hooked up to the grid, and we hadn't planned around that.
Why is that? Why is it such a lengthy process?
The utility needs to put the equipment in place so that they can handle the power flow going both directions and large amounts of power flowing both directions. And the towns need to approve all the changes that the utility makes. So, you know, the selectmen had to approve the installation of new telephone poles, and that just took time.
Since environmental advocacy is your background before you became president of Hampshire College, I've got to ask you the environmental question. What's the impact here?
We'll avoid about 3,000 metric tons of CO2 emissions a year. That's the equivalent of taking, I don't know, 600 or 700 cars off the road. So it's a really significant impact. And the list of colleges now doing solar projects is just getting longer by the day because the economics has shifted. I mean, it's shifted in the last 5 years in a dramatic way. And I think a lot of institutions are saying, you know, if they can't get this right in Washington, we're just going to go ahead and do it. And I find that very encouraging.
This is part of a long-term sustainability initiative, which I believe you started 5 years ago. What update us, if you would, on that? Where are you along the way? How far are you and towards your goal?
So the point of the initiative was for students to be part of a process that asks the question that I think is going to be a central question for many of them going forward in the next 20, 25 years, which is, okay, how do we organize the economy around the concept of sustainability? And we need to ask that question about food. We need to ask that question about buildings. We need to ask that question about the way we operate our farms. So we've tried to basically demonstrate all of that here on the campus. We have a new living building that produces its own energy and treats its own waste. That's going really well. We got students involved and decided we were going to stop mowing scores of acres of land and let it grow into pasture and take the hay off once a year. So a lot less lawn, a lot more pasture, a lot more songbirds. It's part of the science work that students do, measuring the return of the songbirds, looking at the impact of not mowing 20 or 30 acres of lawn and the CO2 reductions. We tried to give them the experience of thinking about how we feed ourselves and what the implications of that are for sustainability and for the local community. I think if you did a questionnaire, you'd find that for a lot of the students, that's really important, that they really believe in that.
Anything else you'd like people to know about what you're doing up there?
I love the notion that this little poorly resourced college, which with its endowment of under $50 million in snow country, is the first that's going to go 100% solar. That seems to me a wonderful message. And I love the fact that I can't remember whether you and I talked about this before. The crew that came to install these panels was from coal country. They were from Kentucky. This is the future.